Please be seated. What a blessing it is in the middle of the week to be able to gather as God's people to worship. What a privilege and what a joy that we have here at Bethany, here physically present and also online. As we continue our Advent journey, as the candles were lit, as mentioned, today is a week where we remember as we anticipate standing around, if you will, the cradle of Jesus, anticipating then His coming in glory and majesty and power, that we focus on a blessed peace that our Lord Jesus gives us. We just sang the song, What Child Is This? Perhaps you remember that from previous Christmases. Maybe it's the first time some of you may have heard it. It was penned in 1865. By a Scottish man named William Dix, who worked for an insurance company in Glasgow, Scotland. He danced on the edge of death because of a profound physical illness at a given moment in his life. His life turned around in a day. He got very depressed, as one could understand. And he also was gravely ill, and it necessitated a rather rigorous recovery. It changed, he said, his life in terms of his trajectory, his movement, his plan. And using poetic gifts that he had, penned this beautiful hymn, What Child Is This? And others as well. What child is this? What child is this? We've all seen a baby. Some of us have held babies at times. Oh, I'd rather get some sleep, but I'm holding the baby. What child is this? Well, we gather today to see again that child, to anticipate his coming into the world, his coming into our lives, and his return in this world and in our lives. Now, he's coming to bring light. We want to talk about light today. That was reflected also in our confession of sins, which is simply saying, Lord, man, there's darkness running around big time in the world and in my life. This child is the one who brings light into the darkness. Into your darkness, into my darkness. Darkness. I mean, what is that? What is that? Well, maybe it's just a cloud. Every now and then it hovers. Maybe it's temporary. I mean, here today, gone tomorrow. Hey, just not a whole lot of darkness right now. Perhaps it's there, not like a little cloud, but I mean, it fills the air. There is no blue sky. You wake up, it's there. You go to sleep, it's there. Perhaps one evaded the darkness until at a moment one looked at oneself and the reality of one's struggle with darkness that one tried to shove away, or did a happy dance in what one thought was light, only to find, well, those lights, boy, did they ever go out. And I need some help. Man, it's a dark time in my life. The reality is the darkness is overcome by the light. Darkness is scattered, as Scripture says, by the light. You see, that's God's word to you and to me. It is His communication to you and to me. It is in Jesus Christ, present personally in your life, in the life of the person next to you, or if you're all by yourself in the midst of your own aloneness, speaking word of light into your life. As it says in that Old Testament that Pastor read just a moment ago, does this not describe the human condition? The Christian faith And the revelation of God's word to us, written in Scripture and revealed in Jesus and shared among the people of God, isolates and like a laser zooms in on the reality of the human condition in ways that no other system can possibly describe, because it's God's word and God's truth to us. And the truth is there is darkness and there is light. As a matter of fact, as Isaiah said 700 years or so before Jesus' birth, where he said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." I mean, why did he say that? Because he knows darkness. And he knows the fear of that. He knows the threat of that. He knows the uncertainty of that. He knows eventually, in the darkness, people end up alone, disconnected, abandoned, and more than afraid. He knows the reality. People are walking around in darkness. They've seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Do you see the light? You know, people talk about, well, he saw the light. Now, that can be a throwdown line big time. On the one hand, on the other hand, it can be that daily. It can be that daily experience of, in the midst of whatever else is going on, God is not only working, but he's working for me, on behalf of me, making himself present in my life. A light has shone. The light has a name. His name is Jesus. What child is this that brings light and life? And as Scripture says in the New Testament, an immortality to light. And the beauty of God's people and the journey that we make in the midst of a chaotic world, in the midst of an uncertain world, in the midst of a world in which clouds not only build, but at times they just camp out on top of our head, that he says, light is shining. See the light. See Jesus. The Lord's word to you and to me today: this child is light. And that's why we kind of get ready for the baby. That's where we also say that this baby knows what it is to wake up at night and to be surrounded by night, and yet to continue his journey as we journey in the light and to the light. That beautiful passage in Isaiah, where it's pointing in the big, loyal, beautiful picture of God's faithfulness to us, it's pointing to Jesus. And then he goes on to say, the words, Lord, to you and to me, we've had the light shining on us. The light has a name. As I said, his name is Jesus. He's also given some other names. Jesus is the name. He's Wonderful Counselor. Now, Wonderful Counselor, let me go over here a minute. Did you have a nickname growing up? All right. And if you didn't, that didn't mean you weren't. It just, no one decided to tag you with a nickname. Wonderful Counselor is not a nickname. It is an aspect of the light that shines. Wonderful. Amazing. Another translation. Amazing. We use that word. It's a throwdown word in many times. Oh, that's amazing. Boy, that was an amazing game, amazing meal. Well, a long time ago, amazing was used very, very sparingly. It's kind of like nothing you've ever seen before. Wonderful. Wonderful Counselor. One who guides, one who directs, one who leads in another environment, one who advocates for you, one who makes your case as no one else could make a case for you. Wonderful Counselor.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Powerful God. A God who is so strong that the pressure of death, which is strong and mighty and fatal, and before Jesus comes back, it's going to squash every one of us. I mean, that's how strong it is. He is more powerful than that. He is the mighty God. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Everlasting. His love endures forever. Buildings fall down, bodies give out, lights dim, toys break, cars end up scrunched into a little cube and placed in a scrap metal yard. Addresses change, but the light is everlasting. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the perfect, yearned for Father, Protector, Provider, Sustainer, the one who encourages, the one who embraces, the one who says, "You're my child. I love you." And he's the Prince of Peace. The one who makes it possible. The one who made it possible for us to be able to stand in the presence of God and to receive the peace of his embrace, the peace that comes from knowing there's nothing that's going to catch up with me, that's going to condemn me. Because there is no condemnation in Christ. That all is well. And that there is a peace, a sense in the midst of lots of noise or of deafening silence. All is well. All is well. What child is this? It's the one who brings us all of that blessing and peace and strength. And may you and I have that song in our heart of Jesus' love and grace, his peace and strength, his light and life. A blessed Advent Wednesday to each one of you as we hasten to see Jesus. Amen.